In this high-tech digital age, a lot of information and entertainment is literally at our fingertips, on our phones, through our iPads and computers, and yet your local public library remains an important part of most communities. This is Lisa Berry, and this is a new segment here on 89.1 WEMU that we're calling Beyond Books, focusing on what's happening at your local library right here in Ann Arbor. And joining us for this first segment is the Communications and Marketing Manager at the Ann Arbor District Library, Rich Reddy. Hi, Rich.
Good to see you.
And we're welcoming the Director of the Ann Arbor District Library System, Josie Parker. Hi.
Hello. Thank you so much.
And Josie's celebrating 20 years at the Ann Arbor Public Library in the system, so we thought you would be the perfect person to kick off these conversations.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Let's go back and tell us, what was the Ann Arbor Library like 20 years ago?
Well, 20 years ago, if you're familiar with the library system, there were four locations, two of them shopping center locations, Westgate and Northeast Branch, and that in that direction, and then the downtown library. And in that 20 years, we've changed from that type of setup to now we have Traverwood, Pittsville, Mallets Creek, which are standalone branches, and then Westgate and the Westgate Shopping Center in the downtown. So we have five locations. We were circulating a little under $1.5 million items a year when I started. We circulated upwards of 9 million a few years ago, and now a little around 7 now. It changed a little bit about how we measure things. So it's a huge increase in the use of the collection. Door count in all our system is 1.8 million visitors a year, which is incredible when you have a population. So the measures are there, but what's underneath all of that is what goes on every day in the library, and that's the excitement and what's different and what's not books. But books are still a huge draw, and we won't abandon books. It's the spaces, community spaces. Story times have gone from 24 children at a story time to 150 at a time, with music and singing and stories in all of our locations. The use of the space by the general public in our meeting rooms is incredible. People from Boy Scout troops to neighborhood associations to emerging writers meet in a routine on routine schedules in the library at no charge. The rooms we use for the programming, which is what I know we want to talk about today, the big major events that we have now that draw people in mostly to the downtown library are incredible. I think what's happened over 20 years is that we've proven that the library can be a community activity space as well as a space where people can still come and contemplate quietly in front of fireplaces. There's nothing mutual exclusive about either. It can all happen in the same place and often at the same time.
Do you think the Ann Arbor Public Library System has grown or evolved out of necessity, or maybe a bit of both?
It's a little both. Mm-hmm. It evolved out of necessity. Technology was the big kick in the pants. And you couldn't ignore it.
Right.
You were either going to go with it and use it as a great tool or fight it and lose. And so the library's taken it on. But the library had to evolve, too. It had to adjust to what its opportunities were and what its restraints. And in building all those new buildings, it just was a given that your service would have to grow because more people came. Every building we opened, our use went up. Nothing drew off the use downtown, which was the fear many people had. Did not happen. Downtown's use went up along with the opening of all those new buildings. And that was not expected, but it's welcome.
Now, we know libraries are community centers. Do you have like a mission statement, though? What are you striving for?
It's to offer information to everybody. Mm. So this is the Beyond Books thing, right? And so we talked about, you'd mentioned, Josie, about the technology. And people thought that ebooks would kill regular books, but sales of hardcover books never been better. We've got Literati in town. They're doing great, not just because they sell books, but because they connect with the community and offer a lot more. ADL's been doing that for a while to offer more than just doing a great job of having the great books, music, movies, all that available to patrons. Circulation's great, but having that extra. Having those spaces that Josie talked about, having all these events, 2,300 events last year, from the story times to letterpress labs to Bob Ross paint-alongs, festivals, all this stuff that we are crafting with feedback from the community to ask, what is it that you're looking for that we can offer? So that's how the collection grows. If somebody asks, can we get this book? Great. if somebody says it would be great to have an event around X or a meeting space for Y, we evolve. And so you mentioned, Lisa, evolution. I think the library has evolved as the community needs have evolved and as the feedback has come in.
And we look forward to talking to you, Rich, in future editions of Beyond Books about all the different things that are going on at the library. I think people will be amazed. But I want to make sure that we're not missing any of the history of the library system. Carnegie. Was that where it all began back in the 1800s?
Well, the Ann Arbor District Library didn't begin with Carnegie. The Ann Arbor District Library began in the 1860s. And it was a subscription library. And there's a group called the Ladies Library Association that formed it. They still exist. They're still active. They still support the library to this day.
Nice.
Yes, it is. It's great. And they developed a subscription library. So you paid a fee, and then you could could borrow. And that was very common. There was a Ladies Library Association in Ipsy at one time, too. That group of women realized the library needed to be open publicly. And so they worked with the Ann Arbor Public School System to put the public library in the high school building. That building was burned and then rebuilt, and that public library remained there with the high school. It was on what is now campus. It's a campus building. And moved to the location now where downtown library is in the 50s with a new building that was designed by Dow and opened in 1960, I think, was the year it opened. So that was the beginnings. And then the Loving Branch opened, was built, and designed by another local architect. And then after that, it was the shopping center libraries and all that. So the library has started out with local people,
right, yeah,
wanting a library. Carnegie came in the late 1800s, early 1900s with the idea that everyone needed access to books and reading, not only those with the money to buy a book. A book was a very expensive item. So most people couldn't own a book. And he wanted to turn that upside down. So he funded public libraries in communities all over this country and England. And the agreement with those places was you have to fund a collection. You have to have it open to the general public. Anyone can come in and use it.
And where do the bowling alleys come in?
Well, some of the Carnegie libraries in large places, it started out in Pennsylvania. The people who were there a lot worked in some of the mills, steel mills.
Okay.
And they needed a place to recreate. And so those libraries also included facilities for recreation, basketball courts, bowling alleys.
In the library?
Yes, in the library.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, we look forward to hearing about what's in the Ann Arbor Public Library.
It's not a bowling alley.
Swimming pools. No. But that's the interesting, not coming from a library background myself, and coming into this job and doing my research, you learn all these other things that the library is today that a lot of people don't think about. You think library, you think books. You think they have movies, but I can stream a movie. But that's not the case. We have the fundamentals at ADL, all the foundation of all those great things. But it's these extras, and it's not a new idea. This was the original idea back in late 1800s, early 1900s, that the library is this community space for the community to use, not just to have access to all that material.
And we look forward to sharing that in future editions of Beyond Books with the Ann Arbor District Library. Director Josie Parker and Rich Reddy, thank you so much for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU.
It was a pleasure.
Thanks for having us.